time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. And now your hosts, Dom DeCastro and Nick Kukuru.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom DeCastro, Nick Kukuru, Luke Graham here. We are the team of Nick and Nick here every week on MSONewsSports.com, brought to you by Kelly Media. What up, LG?
What up, DN?
Not much. And NC, Nick Kukuru, what's up?
Not much. No, just love the, you know, we're well into it now. It's mid-season, exciting times.
Yeah. Good stuff all around. Yeah, this is like, quarter of the way through here or so of the season in the Merrimack Valley for high school sports, college sports. Yeah, all our eyes are on the fall season and huge, huge football week coming up. And we're going to get all into that. We're going to have, after the break, Central Catholics football coach. First time we're having him on the show. Excited about that. And then after that, we're going to get into our Merrimack Valley football report. All good stuff all the time, man. I can't wait for that. So let's just get right into it. No need to hang around here because we have to push ourselves out of the way for this next guest. We have the defending Division I Super Bowl coach out of Lawrence / Central Catholic High School after the break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
It's time appliances had a personality, yours. Discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection now at Tri-City Sales. A sleek glass finish in platinum gives your appliances a look like nothing you've seen before, while professional cooking features take your meals to the next level. From entertaining to inspiring, bring modern design to your home with a kitchen that's a reflection of you. Make appliances personal with a look that's as smooth as glass. Visit Tri-City Sales Showroom and discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection today. Tri-City Sales in Salem and Ipswich.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Sports Desk, Dom DeCastro, Nick Kukuru, team of Nick and Nick. Here we are with our one and only guest today. That's Central Catholic football coach, Chuck Adamopoulos. What's going on, coach?
Well, thank you for having me and getting ready for another battle this week.
Yeah. Talk about just starting off with some giants. I mean, you're open up with a Division I Super Bowl rematch, losing to Springfield Central, and then you come back and these kids, man, they go through the two preps. Anytime you sweep the preps, that is an accomplishment. Beating St. John's Prep out of Danvers, and then last week, beating St. John's Shrewsbury. So, what's the overall feel right now, coach?
Good. You know, we had a tough first game, Springfield Central, and, you know, we played them twice last year and split. And they kind of took it to us, and I guess it doesn't look as bad after seeing how they did this past weekend, because they were, you know, beating St. John's from Washington, D.C. was nationally ranked, and Springfield Central was up in the third quarter, ended up losing a fairly close game and represented Massachusetts really well on a national level. So we had to regroup from that game. And, St. John's Prep, the next game to regroup against, wasn't easy, but I thought our kids really were dialed in and played really well on defense, and our offense did what they had to and ran the ball well when we needed it. And it was a really good win. And then we followed it up. I was a little nervous that we might have a little bit of a, you know, hangover from the big win, because, you know, we have a good rivalry with the Prep and they've had the upper hand, but now we've managed to win two in a row against them. Then we had St. John's Shrewsbury down there for homecoming and our kids played well again. So, you know, we went 2-1 in our non-league schedule, and we have our MVC opener this week with Andover. And Andover's a very good football team and has looked really good in their first three games.
Yeah, Coach, I was going to say, you guys continue to run the gauntlet. Andover also undefeated. That might be, you know, one of the premier MVC games right off the bat.
Yeah, it always is. And, you know, they played a lot of young linemen last year who, you know, got their christening in the league last year. And they're back, and they have a good line, and they have a quarterback that's dynamite, you know, as far as a playmaker, with Scotty Brown. And I know they're, you know, they have a stud, the Beal kid, who's been out the last two games. But the kids who have stepped in for them are quick. Their backs are quick. They have good skilled kids. They're well coached, and their defense has played well. So it's going to be a challenge, and it's, you know, at Andover, and it's, you know, it's definitely one of the key games in the league. You know, we always tell the kids, you have your three non-league games, which kind of sets the stage, and then we're very into trying to win the league, and it'll be a battle. A lot of schools got some really good teams, and this is, you know, step one in that.
Yeah, Coach, I mean, you know, the MVC is the focus right now, and Andover, and you probably give me a Belichick answer that say, hey, we're just focusing on Andover right now. But you got to have your eye on what's going on in the state because of these statewide rankings. You know, the first rankings come out. This is airs Thursday, so it comes out Friday. How much of it do you kind of balance that? All right, what's going on in the state? Can I send some guys to scout what's going on in the state? But then again, I have my own season right here in the Merrimack Valley.
Yeah, and everyone's pretty much playing on Friday nights, so it's hard to, you know, see anyone. You may check a game out on a Saturday if it works, and his teams are potentially playing, but it's too early really to start looking at stuff like that. And where you have to trade films anyway, come playoff time, it is great to see teams live, and I do it every chance I get. You know, we just played this past Saturday, and we were fortunate enough to watch, you know, Andover Lawrence on Thursday night and get to see Methuen Lowell on Friday night, you know, four of the other teams in the live school. Because you get to definitely see more live than you do on tape. As far as the state thing, you really can't control the ratings. You know, so much goes into it with your strength of schedule and all that stuff. So you really, not to sound like Coach Belichick, but you really have to focus on whoever you're playing and worry about your league first. Because you know what? Sometimes the way the system is with the strength of schedule, you never know where you're going to end up being seated anyway. And you can only control so much. You really have to focus on your league and then, again, worry about the playoffs when the playoffs come.
Mm-hmm. Coach, who are some of the the big guns that are getting it done for you guys this year? I know you got that Notre Dame bound tight end linebacker Preston Zinter there, but man, it looks like you guys got a pretty deep lineup.
Well, we had, you know, we run a 3-4 defense, and three of our four linebackers returned this year. And Preston Zinter played outside last year. We moved him to inside, and he's really acclimated himself well there. Sean McCurry, though, the other inside linebacker, actually led our team in tackles last year, so those two are playing well again. Marcus Rivera is a returning starter at outside linebacker. He's also a pretty good basketball player. And he's playing well. He does a lot of things that maybe not get recognized stat-wise, where he'll take on the fullback and spill an off-tackle play to the outside, and the safety comes up and makes the tackle. And, you know, the safety gets the statistic of making the tackle, and the poor guy who does the grunt work doesn't get anything. But Marcus does all that work for us and has been playing well. And then, you know, we had Matthias Latham is a 3-year starter at safety and kind of orchestrates everything back there, makes the calls on motion and setting our coverage based on the formation, does a really good job with that. We had a tough injury where Ty Canestraro was one of our returning two-way players and played really well in the Super Bowl last year. Wide receiver corner broke his wrist in that Springfield game. And, we're hoping we'll have him back for the Bonsall game, which would be the last game before the playoffs. But it's hard when you see a senior who's worked really hard and catches an injury in the first game like that. Other kid that's kind of unsung is Jaden Wiggins, who starts both ways in the line, a senior, and playing really well this year for us. Presley Titus is another two-way lineman that starts as a sophomore last year. So those guys have played well. And then the kid that's really stepped up that got time last year is Marquise Bridgewater, who's not the biggest kid. He's a only weighs about 155 pounds. He's a tailback corner. Had an electric game against St. John Shrewsbury last game with a couple of touchdowns and played really well against the prep. And he has really done a good job for us. And then our quarterback's a sophomore, Blake Hebert, who keeps getting better every game. I know I'm going to miss some kids here, but those are names off the top of my head.
Was Wiggins even born on the snowball game where his dad caught 10 passes?
You know what? No, he was not.
Yeah.
Oh, and I can remember that game vividly. I was at a friend's house watching that game and thought they were dead on when Brady lost the ball, and we all learned the tuck rule that night.
Yeah. What would have been if the tuck rule call had gone the other way? We just don't know. There's so many, like, here. I've been thinking about that. The Patriots dynasty, so many almost heroes, you know, that could have been something, but the Patriots has gotten their way, you know, the tuck rule guy. Right. Or I don't know. What's another good example, Nick?
Well, Seattle.
They'd be, you know, Marshawn Lynch and, you know, whatever, yeah. You know, it's just like, man, hand the ball off to the guy and let's win the Super Bowl. Nope, let's pass. Oh man. But yeah, you know, coach, these boys, I think the theme I look at from afar is resiliency because, you know, huge shutout loss in the beginning of the season. That is devastating. You go in there, you want to make a statement against the defending Division I Super Bowl champs who you lost to the year before in the final. And, you know, you lose 38-0. But these kids come back and just, I mean, they really turn it around. I mean, the defense has been insanely good these last two games.
Yeah, they have. Like, the starters now have gone seven quarters without giving up a score because the points we gave up Saturday were against the second and third guys. They did. They showed a lot of, you know, gumption. They use an old-time expression. We got taken behind the woodshed in that first game and was given a beating. And they bounced back. You know, they learned it last year the hard way, too. You know, we had a big win over Springfield the first game and felt a little too good about ourselves. And then St. John's Prep whacked us in the second game last year. We actually, the clock had turned on running time on us.
Wow.
And the kids, you know, in the state semifinals came back and beat St. John's 35-14. So I guess they had something they could trace back to and say, all right, let's get our act back together. And they did. But, you know, high school kids week to week, you got to stay after them, that they put the work in and are dialed in, you know, for that week. And, they have to be this week because, like I said, we have a team that we respect a lot this week in Andover. It's going to be a hard game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Coach, how do you kind of, you know, keep the team with that, you know, even keeled when you have such a tough schedule early on? I mean, going back to back four, you know, legit ranked teams, you know, what's kind of, you know, the approach to get through that gauntlet?
We're kind of an old school program with how we coach, and my staff is been together for a long time, and anyone that's new in the last few years all played for us, so they kind of know how we operate. And the kids have good work ethic, and we stay after them. That doesn't mean we have great practices every day, because I don't think anyone, you know, has great practice every day. But we try to stay after things, and it's hard to get too high with us because you know, like today they watched the film of Saturday's game, and they probably didn't feel like they won 34-16 when they left the film room. So, you know, we try to balance it out well. We give them their praise when they deserve it, but we make sure we let them know when we can be better. And that's how we approach it. I got to mention another kid that is a senior, because I'll be mad at myself. No, our kicker, Mikey Ryan, who I think is an outstanding kicker, and he's also played really well at wide receiver, and he's had to with Canestraro's injury. But he's a legit, really good kicker. Kicks off the turf, doesn't use a block. Put a few in the end zone on Saturday. And he's a kid I had to mention because he's really done a nice job for us.
Yeah, of course. Here with Central Catholic football coach Chuck Adamopoulos and on MSONewsports.com here with Nick and Nick. You know, looking at the Merrimack Valley, anything surprise you so far? I mean, Andover's 3-0. Methuen is really crushing it. They're 3-0. Yeah. Chelmsford came back with a couple wins. They're scoring all kinds of points. North Andover's North Andover, and Tewksbury's Tewksbury. Like, where does it end? It just doesn't end in this conference.
And it looks like Berwicker has a good team as well. And I think Haverhill's improved this year. I don't get to see the small side much because we don't cross over and play. Right. But Methuen has, you know, their skill guys are really good. And, you know, the two Easton brothers are really good players. And Tommy Ryan every year does a great job with his team. So, you know, they're looming out there too. It's the NBC is a good football league. It really is. And, you know, it showed last year. We made it to the finals and Methuen knocked off Everett in the first round of the playoffs last year. And then teams, you know, it took spree, you know, over the last few years has done outstanding in their division in the state playoffs, and North Andover has as well. So it's a good league from top to bottom. It really is. And with a lot of good coaches and, you know, kids in the league love to play football. And it you know, it's a good league. Like we, you know, we play a good non-league schedule and, you know, the games we play within the league against, you know, the top teams are just as tough as those teams in that, you know, that we play non-league. It's a great league. I've been coaching in it for 39 years. It's my 39th year in the MPC coaching. And I've seen a lot from 1984 on. It's a great league.
Yeah. And speaking of all those years, Coach, am I right in saying that 2013 is the last Super Bowl victory over Zavarian?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And then you made a rematch in 2015, losing to Zavarian. That's when Zavarian had their little thing going on. That was when they had really
they've had their thing going on for a while.
Yes.
Yeah, 2013 was a magic year because we went and played at Everett for the first time in the semifinals.
Yeah.
And defeated a really good Everett team when no one really gave us a shot. And so those kids will always be special to me. To beat Everett and Zavarian back to back, two of the premier programs at the time in the state was really a cool thing.
Yeah. And before that, was it 98, the other Super Bowl win?
Yeah, we won it 97 and 98. Those were my first 2 years as head coach.
Yeah. Wow. 2 years in, you win two Super Bowls. You're like, this is going to be a cakewalk. And then
I should have quit then.
And then it was another 15 years until you won another one. Yeah. So that's a serious patience. And you know that it takes time and the program and every year is different. Yeah. All that. So. Cool. Yeah. Hey, Coach, anything else going on, you know, outside of the Central Catholic football world? I mean, a lot of coaches do like double duty. They're like committee members of like the statewide that. Do you get involved in anything like that?
No, I'm not on any of the committees. And at my advanced age, I got to get home and get to sleep at a certain point.
I know, Nick.
I read the minutes of their meetings and, you know, listen as they talk about new possible playoff things and stuff like that, that they're all hashing out. But
yeah. Were there any rule changes this year that were pretty big for you guys?
No, I mean, it was 2 or 3 years ago when the state, I'm not going to use the term sold out, but I'll say it, sold out. And to be able to have voting power at the National Federation, you have to be in it for all sports. And us in Texas, the two noted state powers in high school football, us in Texas, were the only ones playing NCAA rules. Wow. And to be able to have the state be able to vote at the Federation National Convention, they switched football to Federation rules. And there are some differences. That first year was a little bit kind of crazy because there was some distinct differences. It's 2 or 3 years in now, so we're getting used to it. But it was a little bit different. Yeah, but other than that, I mean, there's always some little tweaks of rules every year, but nothing major this year.
Yeah. Are the referees showing up to all the games? Because I hear, the referee shortage. Like, is it you guys doing okay?
There is a referee shortage. And, but so far, so good. And typically, the NBC gets pretty good. We get some pretty good official crews that do our league.
Nice. Cool. Well, I think I'm good for my end. Nick, any last thoughts?
No, I'm good. I'm just I'm looking forward to seeing how this Andover game shakes out. It's looking like it's going to be a good one.
No, it is going to be a good one. Now, let me ask you a question. You two guys being Gloucester guys, do you ever do that thing with that slippery pole there? The thing they have every year?
Well, Nick writes about
competition.
It.
Yeah, I write about it. I cover it every year, but I never competed.
Coach, we actually see that as a sport in the summer, so we actually write about it.
Well, that's a great event. Yeah. Gloucester's a great place. It really is.
I did it in 1997 and I wore like the 1970s Salem State baseball jerseys that Kenny Perrone gave us. And that everyone dressed up in a costume. That's the gig. Like you gotta you know, this guy's dressed up as a woman, this guy's dressed up as Jesus Christ, you know, whatever. And then I walked, and Nick, you know, the thing for me is like, everyone says, oh, that must hurt when you fall in the water and on the pole. Like, yeah, sure does. But you know what's worse?
Is the ladder.
Barefoot, the ladder, the barnacles that are sharp. My feet were bleeding like you wouldn't believe. You know?
Oh, that's awesome.
Just to get up the ladder is enough.
So you played for Coach Perrone at Salem State?
I sure did, yeah.
He's 96
and 99, yep.
Yeah,
my you coach, play against him in football?
Well, I didn't grow up in Peabody. My father's thing was, we're going to live not where I coach and grew up. So we lived, as I said, we had racehorses. So we lived out in Groveland. We had a 25-acre horse farm in Groveland. So I played at Pawtucket when I was in high school.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But I spent a lot of time in Peabody, and the Peabody-Salem game was always a big game. And so Coach Perrone coached against my dad. Yes. But he's a great football coach and a great baseball coach.
That is a big game. And especially since the, you know, Peabody moved into the Northeastern Conference, Salem's down now, but they weren't down, you know, back then. I mean, Perrone in the 90s, 94 Super Bowl team, 99 the Super Bowl team. So, and then 74 was a huge Gloucester versus Salem historical game kind of thing. You know, we had our best team there in a while in Gloucester. But Coach, thanks for taking us down memory lane.
All right.
And also taking us to the current day Central Catholic football team. We wish you the best of luck against Andover, and we'll chat very soon.
All right. Thank you guys for having me.
All right, cool. Chuck Adamopoulos in the books, and on the other side, our Merrimack Valley Football Report.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
It's time appliances had a personality, yours. Discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection now at Tri-City Sales. A sleek glass finish in platinum gives your appliances a look like nothing you've seen before, while professional cooking features take your meals to the next level. From entertaining to inspiring, bring modern design to your home with a kitchen that's a reflection of you. Make appliances personal with a look that's as smooth as glass. Visit Tri-City Sales Showroom and discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection today. Tri-City Sales in Salem and Ipswich.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. This is the Merrimack Valley Football Report. Coming up, we have some nice games this week. On Friday at 7, a big game between Central Catholic and Andover. Central Catholic is coming off of, is it two big wins in a row?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they lost, like as we talked with the coach in the last segment. You know, they are coming off the first opening season loss to Springfield Central. That was a big loss, the Division One Super Bowl rematch. And then they came back with wins over the Prep, the St. John's sweep, as we can call it, Nick, right? They beat the Prep of Danvers and they beat the Prep of Strewsbury. Last week was a 34-16 win. So, and then, but Andover, look at them. I mean, 3-0 right now. Just really, really, I mean, they beat Lawrence 43-0. I know Lawrence might be a little down, but that's a, you know, rivalry game. So going into Lawrence and doing that, exciting matchup there.
Yeah. Maybe the matchup in the MVC and, you know, conference slates starting this week. We're not, you know, no more of these non-league games. We got MVC versus MVC battles now.
Yep. What else we got, Luke?
Moving down, we have the 2-1 Chelmser, is it Lions?
It is the Lions.
Yes.
Versus the 0-3 Lowell. I don't know what the Lowell
Red called. Raiders, right?
Red Raiders.
Red Raiders, yeah.
That'll get Friday at 7. Of course, Lowell's going to have to try and correct their season, it seems.
Big loss to Methuen last week, but Methuen is one of the state's best, it looks like, so far. 42-7. Methuen over Lowell last week, and Chelmsford also rolled last week, 64-14 over Drakett. Chelmsford's putting up some points lately. Big time. You know, the week before they put up it's actually 48. So 64 and 48 in their last two games, Chelmsford.
Damn. Yeah. I'm going to keep them off the field with some long sustained drives. Lowell's going to have to hold on to the football, play some ball control.
Yeah. And that was after the opening week when they only had 17 against Mamsa Co-op, which I think you told me who that was, Nick, but I forgot already.
I definitely didn't tell you who that is.
Okay, you didn't. All right, Luke, what else in the Merrimack Valley? I think the next one there on line 53 is a big one.
On line 50. Oh, and then on line 53.
Like the Merrimack Valley guests or listeners care about what Google Sheet line we're referring to.
I was just about to skip over that one, actually.
Good. I'm glad I pointed you there.
On Friday at 7, North Andover will 2-1 North Andover Eagles will go and take on
Scarlet Knights. Oh, we got to do a quiz, Nick, next week for Luke. I think it's time. I think it's time to do a basic Merrimack Valley and North Shore. We'll do them both shows. Mm-hmm.
I can get the North Shore one.
I think with Anna back in the day, Nick.
Okay, oh, yeah, I remember that.
I did. I think the thing I said, there are five towns that border Lynn. Name two, right?
North Andover.
Like things like that. Go ahead, Luke. We'll let you go.
North Andover will go and play the 3-0 Tewksbury.
Redmond.
On Friday at 7.
Yes. Yes, Tewksbury, who they beat last week, Nick. They beat Belmont 40-6. That was an easy one there.
Yeah, big time. You know, Tewksbury's rolling, so maybe they'll have a test this week. Sounds like on paper should be a good matchup.
And moving on, Bill Ricca will play Drake It Friday at 7. And then Methuen, the 3-0 on the season, will go take on Haverhill, who... the Hillies had a tough one against the Prep last week, so they need to get a bounce back. But this is no get right game, so to speak. Methuen being undefeated is
yeah. Methuen 42-38 and 51 points for them on the season.
Certainly not a get right game.
Yeah, this is heating up. I feel like you know, we don't know yet when it comes to the MVC. I feel like, you know, in 2 weeks from now, this conference is going to take shape. Because they're all going to start beating each other up like they usually do.
All right, dumb question of the week. Central Catholic is in the MVC, correct?
No, I think
no.
Catholic division.
Central Catholic's in the MVC. Yes.
Okay, they're in the MVC. Okay, I always get confused because they have Catholic at the end of the. But Nick, you're right. Catholic, Chelmsford, North Andover, Methuen, and Tewksbury. Like those five to me are
Bill
like,
Ricca too. Bill Ricca's right there.
Yeah, Bill Ricca was coming off its own impressive win, 35-7 mm-hmm. over Wilmington. So, I mean, man, let's call it six. I mean, geez, the first huge, there's two huge matchups this week. We'll see what next week brings. Wow. All right, what else, Luke? Lawrence, right, going into a tough one down in Westwood, Mass?
Yeah, Lawrence will go take on Zavarian. That will not be a cakewalk. Zavarian mm-hmm. brothers, They're always around for with every sport, especially hockey.
And our trusty research has landed on two non-Merrimack Valley Conference games, Nick and Luke. Mm. Shawshing going to Greater Lawrence, right, Luke? And then the other one, what was the last one?
Lowell Catholic going to play Kip on Saturday at 6. What is Kip?
Kip is from William Charter School.
We should have saved that.
Yeah, that's a good game. That's going to be a good game. Those are two of the, was it the Commonwealth Conference Division II? It's the middle conference. It's them two, Manchester Essex and Georgetown. So this is the first big game. I know Kip, Lowell Catholic, and Manchester Essex all look pretty evenly matched. So that's a big one right there.
Yep. All right. I think that just about does it, folks. Thanks, guys, for that. Thank you, Luke, for that report. Merrimack Valley Football Report in the books for another week. We'll talk about all those huge games and the results analysis next week. Every week, find us right here on msonewsports.com. Anything else, guys, or can I sign off and say goodbye?
I can't wait to talk power rankings next week.
All right. Power rankings are out. and we will dissect those as well. Good call, Nick. All right, let's get out of here. See you later, everybody.